Longer conversation. Conversation 1.
Hello, this is John William at American Today. 100 years ago, the great black scholar W.E.B. Du Bois looked at the new American century and predicted that its biggest problem would be the color line. He is right. White people have long been discriminating against colored people. Now, after years of hard-fought struggle, the color line is fading. Will color be the problem of the next century, too? Today's guest, Dr. Michelle Holmes, a sociology professor, will tell us her opinion. Dr. Holmes, please.
By the year 2050, I think, America will no longer have a white majority. In California, there are more blacks, Latinos, Asians, and Native American Indians than non-Latino whites. Americans are looking more like the world. Our rainbow of colors are growing richer and bolder, crossing over the fading color lines and blending together.
Do you think people will be willing to tolerate diversity?
It might be hard for some people. Comparatively speaking, young people seem to be more willing than their elders to embrace diversity. Similar to the civil rights generation, the generation of MTV and hip-hop seems to exist with remarkable comfort in a multicultural zone.
For example?
For example, white youths appreciate gangster rap, black youths strive to dress neatly, like college students from expensive private schools, and the Latin music has become very popular among youngsters.
Perhaps the time has come to update that century-old metaphor of the melting pot.
I agree. We should be talking about a mixed salad when the new American century comes.
Questions. 1. What does the black scholar mean by saying color line? 2. Why does Dr. Holmes say Americans are looking more like the world? 3. Why are young people more willing to embrace diversity? 4. Which of the following shows the attitude of today's young people towards diversity? 5. Which can best describe America in the new century?